This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Real moms are bravo. Real moms are bravo. Real moms are bravo.
Real moms of Bravo.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. Let's jump into this week's headlines. This one makes me a little sad. Ariana's brother decides to go to the press to talk about how he hasn't spoken to his sister in a while. He feels she's changed. He got engaged. She wasn't there, but Sheena was, which I'm like, you knew what you were doing, inviting Sheena to that. And of course, Sheena showed up to this. I feel like, you know, it's so hard because the reasons why we love her are also the reasons why sometimes we get so frustrated with her. She always inserts herself in the drama. And so, of course, she, you know, Ariana's brother gets engaged and she's like, I know you're not talking to Ariana, but I'll show up and celebrate you.
It's weird. It's very layered, of course. And I do feel like, one, we heard rumblings before it became official that they hadn't spoken in months. There were some tweets or some people with some sources that claimed that. And then, of course, he goes to Us Weekly and does a whole interview. And that just gives me so much ick. It's giving Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney Spears, like that whole level of like,
or Meghan Markle's family, yes, like before the wedding. It's like, come on. Like, I agree. Like, as so, you know, you and I have siblings. Like, yes, there are times where I've been upset and frustrated. And sure, I've talked to my friends about the issues, but like, I wouldn't go to obviously public sources because my sisters and I aren't famous. But I also wouldn't, like, if I went to somebody that I knew was a big gossip, I wouldn't like start talking about stuff so that they could like spread it to everybody. I just feel like that's a lot to put out there. And then it's really hard when you rebuild that relationship because this lives on and is going to be there as a constant reminder.
I also feel like his quote was poor use of words on his part. He said there's been some small microaggressive gestures towards his fiance. I feel like he meant to say passive aggressive gestures.
Yeah, because microaggressions, now you're kind of implying that she's
Yes, I feel like there's, you know, a choice of words here. And I think we all believe that Ariana is not racist or whatever. But
right.
It's all very strange. And it's honestly very sad. You know, it's like more money, more problems. The cast keep talking about all these deals she's getting. And now you have your brother like selling a story to Us Weekly for clicks. Like, it's giving Kim Zolciak.
I was just going to say, you're not
verging on that territory here.
Yeah, you're not the Beermans. You don't need to use a fake sonogram to imply that possibly your daughter is pregnant when you know she's not. It's sad. And I think it's going to be hard to come back from it. It makes me sad for Ariana too, because I feel like it's like, yeah, she went through a hard time and now it's great. She's getting all these deals. But instead of everyone being jealous and being like, oh my God, well, now that you have all these deals, you're not allowed to be upset anymore. Like, how about like we've talked about this before. Let's just celebrate the fact that like for once the wrong woman came out on top. Like, as someone, like, this is some of my issues with Lala. As someone who was cheated on, you know, as well, why wouldn't you look and be like, it didn't happen for me like this, but I'm so glad it's happening for you, or it's happening at least for someone. Because how many people have been cheated on and then been screwed out of money or been forced to like get the husband's the breadwinner and they get a divorce because he's cheating on someone younger or whatever, and they can't live in their home anymore. And they're in like a, you know, townhome while the dad's in the big mansion with like the mistress. It's like, I mean, look at what's happening in Miami. It's just kind of like, let's celebrate the fact that like Ariana's getting all these positive things coming her way, because the rest of the world saw that like this was really shitty and she deserved better and could do more. And she's actually very talented. I don't know.
Mic drop.
Okay. Let's jump to Vanderpump Rules reunion looks. And most importantly, let's just talk about it. Why is Joe at the reunion?
I do not understand that. I was very perplexed and confused by Joe. And unfortunately, she looked like a curtain. You are Tom Schwartz curtain now.
It's bad.
I don't know. I mean, on one hand, listen, I think Joe is a bit strange and I don't really get her choices. I do feel like the women have been a little bit mean to her, but I don't feel like a reunion environment is good for her mental health.
Well, also, you're not with Schwartz. Like, I get you guys are buddies, but like, you're not an item. And it's not like you're like, we think we're going to get married. And so they're like, oh, we should probably start just putting like Joe into the mix. I think Ariana looked amazing. I love Katie's look. I don't know what the hell Lisa Vanderpump was thinking.
Lisa Vanderpump, I've seen so many like memes and things about what she's wearing. Like, she's looked like she's gonna like pop out of an alley and do magic tricks or like things of that. She, her and Brock, they are ready to welcome you to a club of some kind. I'm just like, Lisa, honey, this is not a fashion risk. This is a fashion fail. Horrible look. Katie, to me, this is the best she's ever looked at a reunion. I just think sometimes she's been leaning more into that like more masculine look as of lately that we've seen, more of the tailor, the suits and whatever. I love the cut on her. I think it's just very, very flattering. Lala to me looks, it's giving pageant, but she still looks good.
Yeah. No, she did have a little bit, she had like a mini bump, you know, that she probably had to like plan around.
Also softer in the makeup, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I do love that color on her, but yeah.
Me too. Sheena loves that cut. Someone had memed like all of her, all the looks in that cut. I mean, still looks good. The guys are fine. James is MVP for me. I just think he knows how to wear a suit.
Yeah.
And he went with a tailored
pink. It looked great. Yes. Great fit. Allie, I was expecting a little more. I feel like because she was such the breakout star of the season that I wanted her to like have more of like a wow moment for the reunion. And I don't know, like the big, like billowy sleeves. I don't know. I just felt like it didn't do it for me. It looked cheap. And she's just, I don't know. It is. And she's just so much better than that. The color was beautiful on her. I will give her that. But just like the cut of it, I don't mind if it's a short dress, but I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like we could have gotten more.
I totally agree.
Do you notice that Brock and Schwartz looked like they were like reverse twinsies though?
They are. You're right.
It's
they are
kind of like, am I, did you guys plan this? Like, you're kind of weird enough that you would have.
I mean, Brock experiments with his shoes. He's not afraid of a little man heel.
Neither is Andy Cohen, though. Andy Cohen wears lifts.
Yeah. So he's not, I mean, Brock is wearing like a little bit of one. I'm like, you do you, Brock. You do you, yeah. Boo boo. And then we find out that we've known Schwartz has been dating a younger woman.
A recent college grad. I love that all the headlines were like, a recent college graduate.
A recent college graduate. They are now Instagram official, and she also helped with his reunion look. So, of course, it's like a tale as old as time. Man divorces wife, dates much younger woman.
I mean, I almost was like, Schwartz, I would have loved it if you like dated one of like Lisa Vanderpump's friends, like so unexpected, gone older. I almost feel like we'd be like, okay, like go off, Schwartzy. But he didn't. Sadly, that is not what he did. Okay, next headline, staying kind of with the theme. Jax was seen, and God bless this person who filmed it and recorded it. You were doing the Lord's work, and I appreciate it so much. So it seemed like Jax was like chilling at a bar, and somehow someone gave him
his bar,
and it just turned into a Q&A, which is so Jax. Like,
yeah, at Jax Studio City, it was a watch party, and he was like truly just commentating.
He was just like hanging out with like a mic. It was just very like, it'd be, I don't know. I felt like it wasn't like It was like a meet and greet, and he was sitting there answering questions. He was just like hanging out at the bar and obviously had some things he wanted to say. So he decided that this was the time to let everyone know that Vanderpump Rules is so scripted that he's going to be on next week's episode. And it was scripted that only seasons 1 through 6, magically, of course, the seasons he's involved in were real. And then once everyone got money, it became scripted. It's all fake. And just that he said, like, the show, yeah, it's just completely scripted. I'm on the, okay. Just so you know, Jax, so this show, Vanderpump Rules, that you were once on, airs through Bravo TV, which also airs your show, yeah. The Valley. So I don't know if I would be insulting my employer if I were you. And it seems like you guys might potentially need this money. So let's not maybe do this. But like you said, you know, you posted, you're like, Jax is Jaxing. Like, this is what Jax does. I'm sure there is a, like, I just think you hear that the longer these shows go on, there is an awareness of like, I want to be back on the show. I know I have to film with people even when I like don't want to, or a producer's telling me something and I need to do something with it. But I don't know if I don't think I believe that it's all scripted.
Oh, no. I mean, I think we as viewers have become sophisticated enough to understand that certain meetups may have been quote unquote planned. So our understanding is when people film these shows, they get a call sheet, they know where they need to appear, and they know who's going to be there. After that, I think conversations happen organically. I do think a producer may say, hey, you're going to lunch with so-and-so. Could you ask her about X, Y, and Z?
You should talk about this. Or the other cast members we're hearing are saying, blah, blah, blah. You should be good if you brought that up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do think there's a little like puppeteering to that extent. Mm-hmm. However, in our experience of interacting with several of these Bravolabs, what you see is truly what you get. These people are not,
I don't think you could script some of these people. Like, no. They wouldn't stick to it. Also, if it's so scripted, who's agreeing to what happened last season? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Tom Sandoval, the egomaniac, is not going to like let himself like become this like hated person.
No, no, not at all. I mean, so it's really rich, of course, that the organic seasons were.
Yeah.
When he was there. On, and then
it went downhill when he left. Yeah.
When he was fired. And listen, I think if he were to make a point, the point would be the show is different now that people have some financial success and it's not, people are more aware than we were season 1, 2, 3, whatever. But I mean, that applies to him too in his show. Like, yeah, you're just aware of the cameras.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
So let's move on to some Watch What Happens Live appearances. Brittany was on Watch What Happens Live. You know, I just, God bless her. She went on, you could tell that it was like such a hard interview or moment for her because she knows she has to share a little bit more about what's going on with her and Jax. But you could also tell she wanted to hold some of it back. I thought she did a really good job. Honestly, there was a few moments where I thought she might cry just because I'm sure it's hard to talk about, like, we're separated and I don't know if we're actually going to like make it or not. The big takeaways. So, you know, for those of you that aren't going to watch, she said that they were just like fighting a lot. She had gone out with Kristen and they got in a big fight and that was just like, that was it for her. She didn't want to like basically have her kid in an environment where the parents were always fighting. Andy asked, if, you know, they've tried couples therapy or are they in couples therapy? And she said that she would love it if Jax would do that, but that's not something Jax will do. I kind of got the impression that I think Jax's ego has gotten the best of him. I don't think he realizes that like marriage is work for both people and you have to put it in as much as your partner is. And it feels like Brittany was willing to put in the work. And I think she wants it to work. But she also knows that she's not going to continue with like the status quo. It was pretty sad.
And she also said, he asked, is there any infidelity? And she said, not that I'm aware of, which it sounds like the streets are saying, yes, yeah, there is. And hello, we saw the preview to The Valley that kind of alludes to that as well. So I think she was kind of withholding information on that. But sweet Brittany, I do appreciate, if anything out of this, as she's watching back the show and she commented like how she's cleaning up and like doing all these things while Jax is just chilling. Like, I think she's realizing how how he hasn't been like an equal partner to her.
Yeah.
And that breaks my heart for her. Cause I can tell like she's very, you know, Brittany comes across as very traditional, wants to keep her family together, seems to be like a good friend or whatever, but she deserves better than that. And I don't know that Jax is going to give it to her, sadly.
I don't think so either. And I don't think it's for publicity. I did have that concern. I mean, we were getting DMs of like, no, this is definitely all fake. I don't, if it is, she could rival Ariana because then she's a great actress based on like the performance she gave at Watch What Happens Live. Let's jump into Amanda on Watch What Happens Live. Kind of a little awkward for her too, because Kyle was there and some of the things that she had to like games she had to play and questions she had to answer were directly about her and Kyle. The question came up, like, everybody wants to know, like, you just seem like so annoyed by Kyle and like, why are you so mean to him? And I really loved her response. She's like, I was annoyed with him. We were in a weird, like a point in our marriage where everything he did was annoying me. And she's like, everyone who watches it, like, well, Kyle seems so fun. Kyle's so great. She's like, I have to live with Kyle all the time. And I was like, that's a really great way of putting it. Like, he is a big personality. He's a lot. And she talked about it in the episode too. There is a sense of like, oh, like I know he likes to go out a lot now, but he's older. Like eventually he's going to like slow down. And I would have thought the same thing. I don't blame her for that.
No, I think she's like, I'm a homebody and I'm dealing with this person who wants to leave the house way more than I want to.
Yeah.
And I think it's also just very real. I think I kind of appreciate Amanda coming to her own skin and not being afraid to make comments like that. I don't think Brittany would ever say that about Jax, even when they were doing well. But so I kind of, it's like, it's real. We get annoyed with each other. There's times where I'll look at Kyle and I'm like, oh my God, you're driving me crazy. You're annoying me so much. And vice versa. There's times where I annoy him too. It's part of relationships.
I mean, I can't live with anyone. It's going to happen.
And being cooped up in an apartment and being in business together and all of that, like, girl,
I couldn't imagine.
It's a lot. So I appreciated her honesty on that.
I also really like the way she handled the Carl and Lindsay questions. She really did like a great job of kind of like staying somewhat neutral. Like when the whole question was asked about the blindsiding, she was like, I think Lindsay's a person who fights for a relationship no matter what. And she would have fought to make it work with Carl. So in her opinion, in her eyes, she was blindsided by that. I was like, that's a really nice way of answering it. When the guest Annabelle said that she thought, you know, that Carl's calmness and quietness that he like kind of weaponizes that and uses it against Lindsay to make Lindsay look like the bad person, she answered that very diplomatically as well and just said, you know, that there's a lot to it that we don't necessarily see on both sides. I don't know. I just think she's done a really good job of the way she handled it all. Even with the Kyle flower boy thing, she just said Kyle handled it a lot better than she would have.
Absolutely.
I think, it was great.
Media training paid off for Amanda.
Well done. Yeah. You excelled, honey. You did wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, let's switch into a non-Bravo headline. You guys know that we really, I don't want to say can't get enough. I think we'd all like it to kind of maybe go away, but Kristen Cavallari is making sure we are all reminded she is still dating, I don't even know his name, Montana boy.
Mark Estes.
Her
hot young boyfriend. And listen, my interest in all of this, if he wasn't on TikTok making these cringy lip-syncing videos, I don't know that I would be as invested in care.
When I say cringy TikTok videos, if they do that song one more time, I'm one number away. Like, stop. We've seen you lip sync this every possible way you can. Learn a new song.
No, and I just, this dude just screams immaturity to me. But the one thing I did not expect is her to talk about potentially having babies with this man. And I'm like, Kristen, like, do you? You're a grown woman. However, I'm like, you must be dick-matized because if you're thinking after having three kids who are probably, she's in a stage of life where they are so
they're all out of diapers,
independent, like, can do their own thing, like where she's getting that sense of freedom to date this younger man. And now you're thinking about, I don't know, this dude, I don't know him. I hope for the best, but I think history has told us in situations like this, they end up being like a leech. We don't need a Kevin Federline situation for you. You know what I mean? I'm like, you got to think about who you have children with.
Yeah. Well, and also like, I don't know. I just feel like he's getting a lot more out of this than she is. And he's now like talking about it with his friends. Like they went to dinner. I don't know. Like, I mean, it's just like, he's so immature. Like his friends were asking him like the dumbest questions. I'm not surprised that a 24-year-old guy is like, well, I would want kids eventually. I mean, he's 24. So like, yeah, he probably doesn't have any. So he would, you know, aspire for that. But like the fact that she would consider having another kid with him. Also, is this guy going to become a dad at like, he's 24 right now. Does he want to be a dad at 26? Because Kristen's 37. I know you can have kids late into your 40s.
Yes.
But like,
and like there's some, I don't want to discredit, like I'm sure there's some younger men who have a maturity level or an old soul, but he's not giving old soul when he's on a TikTok and doing his thing and like his workout videos and like all of this stuff. It's not giving like old soul.
It's not giving Ashton Kutcher with Demi vibes. For some reason, that relationship, like it seemed like it worked and that like he was like really like cool and had fun and was like a great kind of like role model with the kids. Even like I was like, okay, there was something about Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore where you're like, this kind of does work, even though there's a massive age difference. But yeah, with Montana Boy, I'm not getting that vibe.
No, but I'm here for the mess. And we will continue to keep you on the journey. And I think most of you kind of get our sense of humor, love and light to Miss Kristen and Mountain Man. But we are going to make fun of his TikToks because it's giving a little bit of mom talk. On the male
it
form.
Is. It's young single boy mom talk. Okay, this was hilarious to me. I have not watched the episode, but I feel like I already know what happened based on all the clips and all the things that people have shared. Jill Zarin was on Below Deck, not as the primary guest, as like just a guest. She, you know, they have to fill out like a kind of a preferential sheet when you come onto a yacht because they want to know like what should they stack the bar with? What do you like? What do you not like? You know, are you allergic to anything? Those type of things. Well, there are certain activities you'd want to do because these yachts aren't cheap. So Jill's prep sheet was hilarious. She said she goes through 10 cans of Diet Coke a day.
I mean, never forget the suitcase because she couldn't find it anywhere in Europe.
Yeah.
All of the things, I have not watched it, but so many people, she was horrible. She was this. I'm like, guys. Like we said about meeting Ramona, like Abby's experience of meeting Ramona in real life, this is who she is. She is like particular, annoying, doesn't drink alcohol, but wants a mudslide, like the TGI
Friday. She's like, they make a really good premix. And not just a mudslide, but she said with like the chocolate syrup in the cup, which I'm like, I mean, a mudslide is pretty good though. I'll give her that.
I mean, Jill doesn't drink anything but Diet Coke on the rocks, except for Gary will drink whatever the other guests are drinking.
Sweet Gary seems like he's just this like salt of the earth guy. Anything goes. I mean, listen, I love a good Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper. I get it. Also from the can isn't quite the same for me. It just hits way better from a fountain when it's a fountain soda. But I mean, I get saying like, I would like Diet Coke because if I'm like hungover, I want a Diet Coke. I understand that for you. I know it's a real Coke, but like the drink, not like cocaine.
I mean, I'm not drinking 10. Listen, like we had this conversation because we learned a friend of ours drinks an obscene amount of Diet Coke and we had to have a little coming to Jesus with this friend. But I drink, like I get mini cans and I'll have maybe two. And so that's like, so it's my vice. It's my thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll get fountain somewhere. And that to me doesn't count because I can't see how much I'm drinking. And I'm just like, whatever. But
if you're at a restaurant and they just keep refilling it, there's been times where I'm like, how many fluid ounces of Diet Coke have I had? While
but she is needed all the time.
And also, it seemed like the crew was not a fan of Jill Zarin, which I mean, no surprise there.
This other thing on her prep sheet that like made me laugh and I just want to comment on, it says dietary restrictions. I wish I was allergic to sugar. I can hear Jill saying that.
I also love that she's like, I don't like fancy things like caviar. Like she was like, give her like a burger and a Diet Coke and a lot of treats like desserts and sweets and she'll be fine.
Sounds very American.
I was dying at the clip though when she was like, usually when I come on a yacht, there's like a lot of like toiletries and there's like extra like, you know, toothbrushes. And on, she was like, has anyone ever complained about it? And they're like, no, that's the first, but we can make note of it. It's just kind of funny. Like,
she's just she's a particular woman. And unfortunately, I think women like Jill only get worse as they get older because they lose their filter. Not that she's had one much to begin with, but she likes things a certain way and she will vocalize it when she does it. Never forget when she was in the Aria Hotel and she said it smelled like shit. It smells bad.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes an unfiltered queen is just all we need in the world. All right. This was an interesting headline. So when I first saw this last week, I came from like a place of concern. I think like my mother instincts kicked in. So Lizzo posted, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit with a peace sign. So honestly, like when it was like, you know, I want to leave the world a little better than how I found it, but now I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I quit. I was like, oh my gosh, like there was a part of like, I was worried about like self-harm. There were a lot of like comments, including, God, I love Ramona or Sonia. Not, we were just talking about Ramona. I love Sonia who said, Lizzie, never quit. Just rest. Go into your cave and re-energize through your art, your own personal perception. That makes you, you. They don't win. No one can that way. And then she commented, Lizzo, darn spell check. Thinks she knows better than C, which just, I don't know. But there was a lot of like, really like sweet, supportive comments on there. And then like soon after she's posting a bunch of stuff. It kind of was like the, like reminded me of like a little kid who was like, I don't like living with you. My parents' rules. And so I'm running away and they like pack a suitcase and like make it down the street to the stop sign. And they're already back home. Not to say, I mean, it, like if she is in a dark space and wanting to harm herself, I hope she's getting help and like taking care of herself. But it was just a little weird to be like, I quit. And then days later, we now, like she said, she quit about a week ago. And there's been 5 posts since then.
Oh, I mean, she's giving Selena Gomez who does this. But it's also, yeah. I've loved all the memes where it's like how you feel about your job. Like you're like, I quit. And you actually don't really quit. But there's been so many memes. Like she changed the definition of quitting. Like she didn't actually quit.
Then she said, I'm not quitting music. Because then people are like, well, maybe she's just quitting music. And then she's like, I'm not going to quit music. So I'm like,
Girlfriend Needs is having a crisis between all the lawsuits and the allegations and now this PR mess. I'm like, you need to just step away, go to the Chrissy Teigen School of Rehabilitation. You just turn off your social media, give all hands to somebody else, and just focus on the thing that made you famous to begin with. And social media statements, not that, you know, like Dorinda said, say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Now the internet is going to bring this up every so many years, like consciously uncoupling. I would like to be removed from this whatever narrative that Taylor Swift coat. Like, just don't. I quit.
So here's another headline. And this was like kind of like what we were concerned about. So Gypsy Rose was released from jail, then like did some like press tours and she was with her new husband. They are now divorcing. She was seen with her ex. So people are like, wait, the ex that she killed her mom with? No, she like this happens a lot in jail where certain people will get like love letters and they become engaged and have relationships via like just basically being pen pals, but she had a fiance while she was in jail. And so she's getting a divorce and she is then rekindled with this ex fiance of hers. They were seen holding hands at the Dollar General. I'm not making that up. And then a few hours ago, she revealed that she will be getting cosmetic surgery and told everyone to wish her luck, that she is going to be, I'm going through a personal transformation journey currently, and that includes a physical one too. Wish me luck with my surgery and watch the whole thing this summer on Gypsy Rose Life After Lockup, which I think we all knew this was going to happen. I just, for me, I'm like, I think you went through a very traumatic experience. You had a mom who like, you know, convinced you were sick, who treated you like you were sick. You lived a very terrible childhood. that's a lot of trauma. And then you had to go to jail for, you know, murdering her. This sounds like, I mean, like, for laughing because it's just so ridiculous.
Yes.
And then she gets released. She's like already married, now divorced, now back with another guy, now getting cosmetic surgery.
And then getting tattoos. The matching
tattoos. Like, I was like, Gypsy, I think you need some therapy. You need some time to, like, it's same with like Britney. I love that. Like, I think Britney is probably just like trying to figure out what is life like as a free person. And I think Gypsy needs a little bit of help and support for that as well. So I don't know. I'm, you know, light and love, right? I just, the whole thing.
It's like I said, I posted about this. I'm like, it's giving TLC kind of special coming up. On one hand, I get like striking while the iron's hot, while there's general interest in you. However, given the love obsession with true crime and our society's fascination with this, I think she wouldn't have that issue. But I'm like, just live your life quietly. It hasn't even been a year. It hasn't even been, I don't even think, 6 months.
No.
Like, there's a lot that's been happening. I can't.
And for those of you that are curious and are going to watch it, her husband of nearly 2 years that got married while in jail, he is going to be featured in the docuseries. So I don't know if maybe they'll share more about what led to them, you know, divorcing. I don't know. Yeah. She has been out of jail for 3 months, and like, girl, you packed a lot of life into those 3 months as a free woman.
A lot of life and a lot of D.
Seriously. Oh my God. That comment.
I know.
We don't need to relive it. You guys already know. All right. Kind of ending on a sad note again. Rebel Wilson, you know, came forward and said that, you know, she's writing a book, and she talked about the asshole in her book, Sacha Baron Cohen. He made her feel very uncomfortable. And she shared more details about that. And then, you know, about a week later, his wife, Isla Fisher, announces that they are divorcing. You know, I will say she put it up there.
It was a weird statement. I'm sorry.
It was a weird statement, but I think she was trying to like put it in a way of like, doesn't want to say anything bad about him. They do have two children together, but also, and you posted this, the stories, I think she's like, homeboy is about to get canceled, and I need to make sure that everyone knows I am not with them. What's crazy. So here's what her statement said. It's a picture of the two of them in like tennis, matching like tennis outfits. And it says, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We have always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. We sincerely appreciate you respecting our family's wish for privacy. So, I mean, seems like they split before this big reveal came in Rebel Wilson's book. And I think she wants everyone to be aware of that. But also it's probably like, hey, if I don't make a public statement, people are going to assume we're still married, because why would they? But just like I don't know. It's kind of a weird vibe. Like, why? I would rather have just seen like pictures of them holding hands, and it's like they're the backs of them, and just saying,
or like, like the black and the text.
Yeah.
Like, just like, you know, what other people do. The picture was, that kind of threw me off. It's a bit weird, but this has been long rumored. I think there's been blind items about this divorce coming. And I think, like you just mentioned, Rebel Wilson being the tipping point that she's like, I want to get out before I'm included in whatever is supposed to come out allegedly.
You know, I have another way we can end this. It's not that exciting, but in a shocking turn of events, Mary Cosby posted on her Instagram that she is with no other than Angie K. They're just hanging out, best of buds.
Hashtag besties.
Besties, which what makes me laugh so much is like, let us not ever forget the most awkward scene ever, where they were at the motel in Palm Springs eating lunch, and Angie, simply just being nice and inclusive, says to Mary, do you want to come sit over here and eat with us? And Mary goes, don't talk to me that way. Like, to this day, it's maybe one of my favorite interactions, because it was just so uncalled for. And it was like, who responds to being like included in lunch with don't talk to me that way? But hey, all is well. And they are they're besties.
Love and light.
Love and light. And go into this weekend with love and light. And, you know, maybe give us a little love and light. You know our spiel. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe, hit 5 stars. And if you have a little bit of time, leave us a written review and make it a great weekend, or don't. The choice is yours.